And another chapter in Talking Travel's special feature, Rediscovering America, Travel Treasures Close to Home. And I'm still in the Finger Lakes area, which is one of the most beautiful areas in this country, in the state of New York. And after a considerable absence of time, I have come back to an institution, a treasure that I saw for the first time in 1967, and that is the Corning Museum of Glass. This is, I think, one of the most unique museums in the United States. And I'm talking to Yvette Sternbank, who is the communications manager of the Corning Museum of Glass. I'm going to let her tell you the story about this museum. So, Yvette, I wonder if you can just tell me, where are we, where is this, and what does this museum mean in terms of American heritage?
Gosh, where to begin? the Corning Museum of Glass is in the heart of Finger Lakes wine country, as you mentioned, and which is a beautiful region in upstate New York, halfway between Niagara Falls and New York City. And the museum is really a unique destination. It's very different in what it provides in history and culture in the craft of glass. We also focus on the science and technology of glass, and we're located in Corning, New York, which is, as many people know, the headquarters for Corning Incorporated, and quite historical in its glass-making history. The museum is a nonprofit organization. It provides the largest collection of glass art and history in the world for 35 centuries of glass-making history from ancient Egypt times to contemporary times. So whether your interest lies in ancient history or somewhere in between, you'll find it here at the Corning Museum. We also offer live glass making demonstrations all day, every day, so you can see the art of glass making brought alive in narrated demonstrations on stage. We have a hands-on science and technology area so people can explore the innovations in glass that have been made over time, from how bottles were made in machines to how fiber optics were developed, in fact, here in Corning, New York. And then we provide a hands-on aspect where people can actually try glass making themselves. And we do provide projects for all ages. One of the unique features that people are surprised to hear is that we're actually an attraction that's appropriate for children as well as adults. We tell the story of glass from all angles, and we believe you'll walk away looking very differently at the glass around you.
And I think I said to you just a little while ago, how many times a day do people say this is overwhelming? And it is indeed overwhelming, certainly from an artistic and from the point of view of the senses. This is a museum, in my experience, where your senses are totally activated. I'm going to ask you a bit of a hard question. I'm sure you've heard this one before, but is it art or is it a craft?
I think it's both. I think for many people, there's not much difference. It is a craft with a long history, 35 centuries of history, but each piece is beautiful and unique and different in its own way. So to me, that's art.
Thank you very much, and I really appreciate this, and we hope that as a result of this show that you're going to get a whole second generation of people that won't wait to come back. Thanks a lot, Yvette.
Thank you very much.